Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God will return very soon, even imminently, any moment now. The time is at hand, and the time is right. God loves his people. I thank the Lord that he's coming back. It's going to be bittersweet, though. A lot of people won't make heaven, and they'll go through this tribulation. But as a Christian man, I've already gone through tribulation. And tribulation of Satan don't bother me at all. I withstand him. I always overcome. And there are many victories for me to testify about. And some of them are so extraordinary, it seems like I'm lying or exaggerating. God can't use exaggerations. The thing is, if you were Paul in the days of the book of when it first began to be written, which we're still in the days of Acts, God is still moving in our lives. The things, you know, they praising God in prison, worshiping God in the worst part of prison, and then an earthquake happens and opens the door and nobody leaves. Now, if that don't sound like an exaggeration, you know, I'm not talking, but it's true. It happened. When we follow God, things happen. When we obey his plans, things happen. Great things happen. You know, some people say, well, we're going through tribulation. The church is going to go through all 7 years or half of it or whatever. Now, I was taught that the rapture would happen first and then God would judge the world. But there's no reason for God's people who love him to be here. And remember, I was taught also that, you know, I believe the way Paul wrote it, the Antichrist can't appear until the church is out of the way, because we'll just keep rebuking Satan and Satan keep hiding his hand. he can't do what he want to do because people start praying. There's nothing he can do with people when they believe God. He can't overcome our faith. Our faith overcomes the world. So he'll have to get a foothold with people that don't know God, or backslidden people who once knew God. See, backslidden people, they can't pray and they can't use authority. They have put themselves on the outskirts of the kingdom of God by their debauchery and by their lies, by their compromise. See, the first step in overcoming Satan, first you have to submit your life to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Now you got authority. An unsubmitted life has no authority. And Satan knows that you think that you have authority over him if you're in a backslidden condition and you won't repent. So he'll act like he ran, but he really didn't. And he'll act like he lost just to fool you. You can't match wits with this joker. You're going to have to study the word of God and know God. Daniel said that those that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. Not people who say they know God. Unsubmitted people, they don't know him. And they are powerless. The demons will beat them like the seven sons of Sceva. That's in Acts. They tried to rebuke Paul, who Paul preached about. And the demons jumped on them and beat them naked. We don't need that. We need to follow God. I was thinking this morning about how I've talked for years about following God. Now, most people say, I am following God. I do what he say. I went to seminary. I preach according to our doctrines. That's following God. No, it's not. That's the plans of men. Even, I could take the Bible and go to any park of my choosing and start preaching. That'd be a good work. But if God tell me to do it, That's following God. I can go and lay hands on anybody I want to and call it following God. But the word say lay hands suddenly on no man. There are some things that's got to be guided by God to do it. And when we preach the word of God, we can tell anybody at our will that Jesus loves us. We can shower testimony. Now, if you follow God, you'll do it at the most strategic times. When you see people frustrated or bitter, you have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit if you really want to minister to them. Or you can just quote some scriptures and make them mad. How would you want somebody to tell you about God? And what tones would you want them to use? These are things to consider. And what about the demonic strongholds? If my life is not submitted to God, and I go to minister without preparing, it's not going to work right. But if I follow God, He'll prepare me for what's ahead. He knows what's ahead. And if I follow Him, I can bind the strong man. I can bind the strong demons that's holding people back. The Lord can minister to me and show me what's going on in the person's life that I'm interested in helping. Or He's guiding me to help. And He'll show me what to say, how to do it. That's, my friend, that is following God. That's following God. But if I say, well, I wake up out of bed, I drink my coffee and eat some toast, and I say, well, I guess I'll go and minister to somebody. I don't know them. I don't know anything about them. The Lord didn't prepare me or train me or prepare me for it. I can make a mess. And then again, it might just work out. And I think I can always do that. But following God is different than the schemes of man or the plans of man. A plan of man is not well thought out. But the plan of God is perfectly thought out. And the Lord gives preachers messages, and they preach one that they want to preach. They preach somebody else's sermon. I've heard that some preachers go on the internet and get a message and preach it. They don't even pray and study anymore. That's not following God. That's giving God this cold shoulder. Some people preach by manuals. You know, God can make something. He turned bitter soup into something that you could eat. Just because God can turn bitter soup into something that you can eat, like the prophet did. You know, Elijah, they said there's death in the pot, and he prayed over it and did what God gave him to do, and it was edible. You can take a manual that somebody else wrote years ago and preach it and call it God's will. If there's any word that can give people faith in there, God can take that bit of soup and make it edible. But why not go to the heart of God yourself and preach what He give you to preach? And if He wanted to use a thought from a manual from somewhere else, God can do that. He may even guide you to it. But you can't leave God out of the planning process and call it following God. Methods. People do things in a methodical way. Well, we do it this way at our church. The Holy Spirit can't get a word in edgewise. You're going to stick to that method. That's not following God. That's following protocol. And hopefully it's of God. And most of the time it is. But when a person's come in suicidal to the house of God,